Welcome to the Sportscast, July 24th, 2020. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all our channels, YouTube, Periscope, and iTunes. And if you're on iTunes, please leave a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. And, of course, visit us on thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net for the latest in sports news. For today, this episode is brought to you by InstaBible app. You can download InstaBible app on the iOS App Store and get it today. Today we have a doubleheader of sports. We'll be talking about soccer and also baseball. And our guests today are from Scotland. We welcome Bubba and John McClellar, all the way from Scotland. Welcome to the Sportscast.
Thanks for having us. It's a pleasure to be on.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
Let's go with Bubba. You were telling me you're originally from Seattle, now in Scotland. Tell us your story. How you got to the old country?
Well, I was just kind of on a two-week holiday. Thought I'd go and tour the UK a little bit, see a few things. I had been previously and wanted to see more of the country, and just kind of went from London to Manchester to Liverpool to Dublin, and ended up back in London again. I was kind of had a long weekend. I was traveling around with a French girl, and she kind of said, let's go to Edinburgh, and I was trying to get her to say, let's go to Paris, I don't have to speak the language. She won out, I came to Edinburgh, and yeah, I've just been here ever since, so just kind of was like, well, there's dot-coms had crashed in Seattle, there wasn't any jobs, and so I was like, well, let's go and stick out my six-month tourist visa. Funny enough, I ended up finding out there was a local baseball team here, so me and John know each other from amateur baseball in Scotland. So I went and said, all right, there's a couple of guys down here, and ended up playing baseball with them. And went from there, from playing to managing to president of the league, and then I retired about 3 years ago.
We'll talk about baseball in Scotland soon. John, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, like Jason says, I play in the same league, the Scottish National Baseball League. I've been a baseball fan for just under 20 years. I became a baseball fan kind of by chance. I hired All-Star Baseball 2002 on the PlayStation 2 from an old video store. Just on a whim one weekend, I was looking for something a bit different. I was already a hockey fan. Been a hockey fan since 1995. So, you know, I was vaguely aware of this, you know, obscure sport, baseball. Played the game, really quite enjoyed it, and we had at the time on terrestrial TV a live game every Sunday, so I decided to check out a couple of games and fell completely in love with the sport in 2001. I'm a Yankees fan, which doesn't always go down so well, but yeah, I've watched for several years, just loved the game. You know, I had to sacrifice a lot of sleep and probably a few of my exam results, but yeah, I've been a big fan for about 20 years. Eventually, tried out at one of the now defunct teams in Scotland, the Strathclyde Falcons. Just went to a training session with a friend of mine, but my buddy at the time just wasn't into the travel that we would have to do, so I just kind of left it. A few years later, in 2013, I decided to run a Google search and see if there were any active baseball clubs around Glasgow, which I was fortunate enough to find out there was. The Glasgow Baseball Association, as it was known at the time, was playing in Toll Cross in Glasgow in the East End. So I went along to some training sessions and just immediately felt like I wanted to play. So made my debut on June 30th, 2013, and became a member of the inaugural Glasgow Comets, which was one of two teams that kind of splintered away from the Glasgow Baseball Association club the following season in 2014. I've been playing for the Comets ever since then. I play left field, right field mostly, and occasionally second base where there's a need. So I've been playing, yeah, for 7 years now.
Bubba, obviously baseball is huge in America. When you got to Scotland, how big is the sport in Scotland?
So when I joined, I think there was two teams in Scotland and a junior team, so we had to travel to the north of England. So that meant 4-hour trips to Liverpool or Manchester, like a 5-hour trip to Hull. So, I mean, all in all, there's probably 90 teams throughout the UK. So it's a pretty small sport. There's probably about 2,000 people that play. So, you know, we'd get up at 6 a.m. in the morning, drive 4 hours, basically roll out of the car, play a doubleheader, then drive back back again. So, you know, you'd be have a full 20 hours of baseball all day long. I've watched it grow bigger and bigger each year. Now with MLB TV, it's much easier. As you said, there was Channel 5. There were two presenters who used to do a game on Wednesdays and Sundays. And so you were just kind of presented with whatever was there. So, like, I distinctly remember the first game being the Royals versus the Rays back in 2003. So it wasn't a hugely popular game. But, you know, it was baseball on TV. We were quite happy. So just glad to see the game grow bigger and bigger. And, of course, when you go to the continent, it's much bigger in Europe than it is in the U.K.
John, I know soccer is probably the number one sport in Scotland, but what pecking order would you put baseball in? Is it like the fourth, fourth biggest sport in Scotland? Like, what are your thoughts?
I don't think so. Baseball is a very niche sport still in Scotland. Football, rugby, even ice hockey, and cricket is probably even bigger in Scotland than baseball is still at this point. What we have in Scotland, and it's a positive thing as well, as a kind of small but very tight community. So it's an amateur league, it's seven teams. The people who are involved are each the kind of flag bearers or the, you know, people who are passionate about the clubs and stuff like that. So it's a small niche, but it's a passionate one. I don't think it would register on the kind of scale of top sports here. But certainly soccer or football, as we call it here, is by far number one.
Which country in Europe do you think is big into baseball?
I would say Italy, probably. Quite a few Italian players have ended up in our league, either after retiring or during kind of studies or whatever. We've had a couple of very talented Italian players, I would say Italy is probably by far the number one in Europe.
Something different to look at, because I've heard different countries, of course, outside the U.S. You hear a lot of like the Latin American countries, and now like the Asian leagues are definitely growing. Even ESPN got the rights to show it on like their platforms, and it's good, obviously. And now that Major League Baseball has started, Bubba, what are your first thoughts on opening day yesterday?
Well, you know what? I stayed up till about 3 o'clock in the morning to watch the rainout happen. I was a little disappointed because I was looking forward to some baseball. But you know what? I was pretty excited to see some baseball. Me and John were chatting through the night. You probably told me about Giancarlo Stanton's home run, and it ended up hitting his window because the thing was launched so far. So, a couple other people I was chatting to were staying up to go to watch the Dodgers game. They're big Dodger fans, but I'm not going to do it. My game's on at like 3 o'clock in the morning tonight for the Mariners. We'll see if it happens or not.
Yeah, which last night the Yankees beat the Washington Nationals an impressive 4-1 score. And of course, San Francisco Giants beat the LA team beat the San Francisco Giants 8-1. These two teams are the favorited to win the World Series, or the season, I guess. I'm not sure if they're going to call it the World Series. John, what do you think about these two teams? Do you think the Yankees and the Dodgers are the two best teams in baseball right now? I think we lost them.
That's right. Yeah, John will say, yeah, probably you. As we've had this discussion on our podcast, and obviously with him being a big Yankee fan, like all I've been hearing about for the last 6 months is about Gerrit Cole and how excited he is to see him pitch. So
now with the 60-game season, Bubba, what are your thoughts about that? Obviously, it's going to be shortened, might be called an asterisk season. Do you think it'll be a good season, even though it'll have 60 games?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's a long enough season there. It's really going to be a sprint. I think you're going to see some unusual players get off to a hot start and kind of like end up winning the home run race. Or, like, you know, it'll be really interesting to see how pitches are used, because I think you're going to have your middle relievers be the guys that are really key this season, because they're going to have to go. You're going to need them every day in and out, just like that. I'll be curious to see how the managers use the three-batter rule. So it's going to be a fun one. I just hope the season makes it all 60 games and we get a playoff.
Were you surprised with, like, the whole player union thing that All these talks would take a long time to get this season going.
No, not really. I mean, I can understand where the players are coming from. I remember the 81 strike vaguely. I definitely remember the strike in 94. I think definitely the players deserved all the money they got coming to them. So, I mean, you're talking about 30 billionaires or 30 companies that are billionaires. You know, it's a drop of the hat for them. I was disappointed they canceled the minor league season. And, you know, now it's a five-round draft. I think they're trying to, you know, save a few bucks. So, you know, I'm all for the players trying to hold out for as much money as possible. Cause, you know, they're the ones that put play on the field.
What have you heard about, like, the playoff format after September 27th? Like, what do you think that, like, will they do?
I think it'd be interesting. You could have someone, like, again, like the Nationals, that just became a buzzsaw, got on the hot streak there. You could see some surprise team knock things off. That's one thing I find about talking to baseball with people out in the UK, because they're so used to saying, okay, well, it's a Man U or a Liverpool playing. They're just expected to win. Where I said, no, any given day, you might be off that one day, and it's not going to make a difference. And so I'm just not used to a 162-game schedule. I'm going, yeah, it's baseball's on all year round. So anything can happen. So I think the playoffs with the expanded format should be exciting this year. Hope it's just a one-year thing, and they don't keep back the next year.
Yeah, that's something about baseball, that it's all year long, and you could possibly play two games in one day.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be surprised if they don't get more doubleheaders in. I know why they don't do it. The revenues aren't there for it, but, might as well get a few more in and get more people interested in the game.
Who is your favorite team? Obviously, you're wearing a Montreal hat, but who's your favorite team in Major League Baseball, and how far do you think they'll go?
So Mariners, my team, because that's where I'm from. I don't think they're going to go very far. I think you talked to us in 2 years. I think those are rookie crops looking real strong there. You're going to hit kind of the downward slide of Astros, and hopefully Mike Trout might slow down. You never know with the Angels. But I'm also a Padre fan because my grandparents had retired in Yuma, Arizona, and that's where the Padres should have spring training. So kind of ride whatever teams do the best, and I think the Padres are looking really good. I mean, you get the juggernaut that are the Dodgers, and so it's going to be a tough one to knock off.
There were a few rule changes for this season. One of them is like the DH rule. What are your thoughts about that?
For this season, I'm fine with it. I really hope it doesn't come in. I can understand why they want it to come in there, but I'm really kind of traditionalist. So, like baseball, everything's slow to change. So I think it will happen. And, you know, it's kind of like the Nike swoosh in the jerseys. I saw them last night. Not a big fan of them, especially with the Yankees there. I'm not a Yankee fan, but it looked wrong with the swoosh. So I try to keep things as traditional as possible.
That's right. This is like their first year that Nike is doing the uniforms, right?
Yeah, it's the first year. So, yeah, I'm not a big fan of Nike anyway, but that's more to do from with college, because I went to Oregon State, and obviously University of Oregon is funded by Nike.
So yeah, and Oregon State's a big rivalry of Oregon.
Yeah, so, you know, I haven't bought any Nike stuff, like, in probably about 25 years.
It makes sense. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I've never realized that till now, because I have a contributor, actually, on my podcast, who's a huge Oregon fan. Right. And on our Twitter account, we get a lot of, like, Oregon State, people that come on and just hate on Oregon. But I could definitely see them that maybe majority of the school doesn't wear Nike, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. So even back in the day, because, I mean, I went to Oregon State back in 94, so that was kind of like the heyday for Oregon State football. You know, we had Dennis Erickson and all that. So when Phil Knight started pumping on the money into the University of Oregon, it was like, oh, I can't get any more Nike stuff.
Also, for rule changes, they do not want to surpass, like, towards the end of the game, which inning? Like, the ninth inning. I think every half inning after the last inning will begin with the runner on
first and then, place. Then it goes to second. I mean, it's already used already. I can see them trying it out there. I mean, I don't know. When it gets to a 16 inning game, you're already kind of committed to it. So I have to see why they're doing it. You know, it makes sense. You know, you're trying to slow down the pace of the game. Or try to speed up the pace of the game, and no one wants to sit through a 5-6 hour game. Just to, you have to go on. You know, the safety of the players you have to worry about too, because you know you've got position players pitching now. You know, I'm actually for that one. Like, you know, it's going to be weird. You know, probably take a year or two to adjust to it, but you know, it should be for the better of the sport.
Yeah, what I noticed about baseball, I don't know, like if it's me, but there's a whole lot of different rules. Kind of like there's kind of like. I don't know how to explain it, but can you explain, like, do you think baseball rules are, like, way more complex versus football or like, basketball?
I think there's so many little things about baseball that it just comes into play constantly there, whereas if you talk, say, football and basketball, you can kind of see it right there, whereas with baseball, you know, there's the block rule, there's, you know, everything that goes along with it. So, you know, it's one of those games that takes a long time to master. I wouldn't even admit that I know half the rule book is even in there.
It feels like very detailed. John, we were talking about the rule changes for Major League Baseball this season. What are your thoughts over him?
First off, sorry about that. My phone died.
It happens.
I'd forgotten to charge it. There are some of them that I don't mind. There are some of them that I like, and there are some that I really don't like. The expanded playoffs, which were just agreed 3 hours before first pitch last night, I'm not a fan of that. I can understand why they've decided to do it, and I can see that being a permanent fixture in the near future. I think it kind of devalues the pennant race. Obviously, in a year like this, it's not so bad because it is a 60-game sprint. It's probably a way to kind of offset some of the unfairness that might come with that inherently. But I think it sets a dangerous precedent for baseball. This isn't ice hockey or basketball. This is, this is baseball, and they play 162 games for a reason. It's to kind of weed out all but the best of the best. So the 16-team expanded playoffs isn't something that I'm on board with. The universal DH, I like for this season, and it's something that I wasn't a fan of before, but it's something that I'm kind of warming to as a permanent thing. I don't really mind it.
You think it'll be permanent?
I think it's only a matter of time. I think it's been a matter of time for a while. It's been coming. Rob Manfred, I think, is pretty much adamant about it. And I think the Players Association are going to be on board with that. It's going to give a chance for some guys who maybe don't want to have to play the field every day to you know, have their bat still in the lineup. So it's something that teams will get on board with as well. The runner on scoring position in extra innings is an awful, awful rule. Absolutely ludicrous. It's just
huge disagreement on that one.
It's not baseball. It's nonsense.
What do you think about that, Bubba? Stuff. You agree?
I think, like I said, we'll come around on that. Like I said, at first I was absolutely against it, but you know, like, the last thing I need to do is to stay up to 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning to see a 16-inning game. So.
It can happen in baseball. It can go long.
What I would rather see is something like what the NHL used to do, where it's in the regular season, if it's tied after 10 innings, why not just institute ties rather than this stupidness? And then obviously just have continuous extra innings in the postseason. I think I would rather see that than see this kind of Franken baseball that they've decided to come away with. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of the 3-batter minimum for pitchers. I think it takes a lot of the strategy out of games, and especially with the death of the double switch, having instituted the universal DH, we're kind of running out of, you know, situations for managers to actually manage in baseball. So I think the institution of the 3-batter minimum is not a great look. It's also going to affect the careers of quite a lot of lefty pitchers, especially who were specialists. You're kind of demanding they completely switch up the role and change their pitching styles and stuff like that. It's kind of not very fair on them. The expanded roster of 26, it's fine. The way things are now, obviously with the COVID-19 shortened season, I think that they're doing the best they can with the 30-man roster for the first 2 weeks and kind of gradually decreasing from there. The 60-man kind of taxi squad, I guess they've called it. That's fine. What other rules?
There's one with position players pitching. No restrictions on position players. What do you think about that?
I don't think there should be restrictions anyway. You should be allowed to play wherever your manager puts you. If a guy is proficient in pitching, let him pitch. If he needs to, it's fine.
What do you think about that, Bubba?
You know, I'm all for it. Like I said, let the guys go. I mean, we got that point now. But I think what you're going to see is maybe 5 years down the line, you're going to see more of, I can't think of the guy's name down in Tampa Bay who can pitch and bats. McKay. And I think he's coming in as like a lefty specialist as a pitcher, but he also plays some first base and outfield. So I think you're going to see more of those people kind of come up there as, you know, you have more depth on the bench where a guy can come off the bench and maybe throw an inning or two and then go into the field and play the rest of the game.
How about no spitting?
I think it's completely understandable given the circumstances. It's going to be weird for players, I guess, not to be able to spit or lick their fingers and stuff like that. But you can't allow them to spit in this situation. I don't think it's not safe.
I think it's also changed there. I think, I mean, you go back in the day and you had guys that were doing a lot of chewing tobacco. And so, I mean, there's still the guys that are doing that, but it wasn't nearly the same what it was 20 years ago. You know, everyone's kind of chewing seeds these days and whatnot. So, you know, spitting the seeds thing, I was kind of, that's really silly, but, you know, you're not going to be able to stop anybody from doing that. But I'm really also curious about what they're going to do about the wet rag in the back pocket for pitchers. Now, how long is it going to take before someone mixes something in there to see if it's some pine tar or something like that to get a little, something extra on the ball?
Yeah, first pitch in the Astros games a couple hours away, so.
Who's your favorite team, John?
The Yankees. I'm a Yankees fan.
Okay. Because before you left, we were going to – I mean, I was asking you which two teams from each of the leagues will go deep in the playoffs and possibly meet at the World Series.
I think the Dodgers are going to be the runaway favorites to win the World Series, I think, this year. In the American League, I think the Angels have a shout. You know, they've got a very strong squad. They might not have the pitching depth, but that might not be necessary in a season like this. The White Sox could be an outlier as well. Obviously, I do expect the Yankees to make the postseason, especially with the expanded playoffs. Whether they have the ability to stay healthy enough to go all the way this time is going to be the test. And in the past few years, they haven't shown that they've been able to do that. So I'm not going to be too confident until we get like deeper into the season. Last night was encouraging. Giancarlo Stanton looks fit. He looks focused. Gerrit Cole pitched extremely well after the nerves settled. There were no calamities in the infield from Gleyber Torres. He seems to be comfortable enough where he is now. But yeah, I think the Angels could be a sleeper giant, to be honest. I think that they have a shot. But I think the Dodgers will probably win the World Series this year.
Bubba, what are your predictions for the 2020 season?
I'm going to say, yeah, I think the Dodgers are going to be up there, but I think the Yankees probably end up winning it. We just have too much money and depth to do it there. But you know what? I think you'll see two people hit 400 this year. I'm going to throw those out that way. I think there's going to be the short season, 60 games, you have two people hit 400.
Were you guys able to watch that 30 for 30 between Sosa and Mark McGwire?
It's out here. I haven't seen it yet, but you can get it out here. I just haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
Very good documentary. It obviously goes into detail what happened behind the scenes. Sammy Sosa looks like really different when you see him today. It's kind of weird because I didn't know it was him until they say, "Oh yeah, this is Sammy Sosa."
Right. Okay.
So quite interesting story. Obviously, like that happened back in '98. Wow. So this season will definitely be different. But as baseball fans, what I've been hearing that, yes, there's rule changes. Yes, the postseason will be a bit different. But do you think there'll be fans eventually towards the World Series, or do you think they're going to stick with no audience?
I don't think we'll see fans in ballparks until probably midway through next season.
Bubba?
We haven't had the second wave yet. I don't see it. It would be very irresponsible, I think, to have fans in the stadium by the end of this season, and certainly the start of next. It's unlikely you'll see fans at the NFL parks this season either.
What are your thoughts, Bubba?
Yeah, like I said, I'd like to see some fans there, but, you know, we got to be safe. Yeah, think about there. I watched a couple clips of NBA. That was just really odd to see kind of what they had going in there, really quiet, no one there. So, you know, the sooner we get fans back, the better, as long as we do it safely. But yeah, I think John's right. You know, we're probably looking at next season before we start getting fans in the seats.
John, obviously you also watch a little bit of soccer. Can you tell us a quick update of what's going on with like the Scottish Premier League and your thoughts of this weekend for the English Premier League?
Yeah, sure. Certainly neither is my strength. I tend to watch Italian football more, but this coming season is going to be potentially a milestone one, and I think it will be. Glasgow Celtic have won 9 in a row, 9 league titles in a row, which is ties the all-time record that was set by both themselves and Rangers previously. I think that Celtic are going to comfortably win a 10th straight and break the record this coming season. Rangers are back to being one of the top two teams, but they are a distant second still. They have looked really good in the friendlies that they've played, both in France and against Motherwell a couple of nights back. But when it comes to like a full season, which let's hope there is a full season going to come. Let's hope there will be a full season next season. I think that Celtic are still just a step above and will quite comfortably win. There's still the Scottish Cup for this past season to finish, which I think Celtic will also win. They're just too good. They're a step above anyone else. And quite a few steps above the majority of the league. They are kind of a bigger European club compared to this kind of a... It's not a particularly strong league outside of the top two.
And you were saying that you watch the Italian league. Who is your favorite club from the Serie A?
I'm an AS Roma fan. Have been since the mid-90s. That's awesome. I used to watch a show called Football Italia on Channel 4 over here, and I fell completely in love with the cult of Totti. Francesco Totti is my guy, and I grew up idolising him, so I became an AS Roma fan. They've had an up and down season this year, but since the restart, they've kind of, a change of system has really led to some better performances and some good results. Just beat Spal 6-1 a couple of nights ago, so things are looking good there, and I think we'll finish in a Europa League spot.
Bubba, you know, living in Europe for 17 years, have you caught on to any European sport while being there?
You know what? I'm all down with the Euro Cup and the World Cup. Like, the atmosphere is absolutely amazing. When it was in Germany in, 2006, I went to a couple matches there. Wow. Caught the USA-Ghana match there. That was great. So, yeah, so you can definitely get wrapped up into it there. If I'm going to follow anyone in the English Premier League, my wife is a Liverpool fan, so that automatically makes me a Liverpool fan there. So, obviously, she's thrilled about what's happening down that way. But, yeah, we haven't had a chance to watch as many games as we want right now. But, yeah, it's kind of hard to avoid. It's kind of like, say, going to the States and seeing baseball, basketball, NFL on you. You just can't miss it. So,
how far – you were saying like the drive to Liverpool like isn't too far, isn't it?
It has to about a 5-hour drive to Liverpool.
Okay, it's not too bad. But what's the closest to like the border with Scotland and like England? Like how far is it? How many hours?
John, what do you think? It's about an hour and a half. 2 hours?
Probably from where I am, about a two and a half hour drive.
Yeah. That's pretty close.
Well, we are kind of in the lowlands. Mm-hmm. There's like a whole kind of the majority of Scotland is kind of north of where we are. So we're kind of in the central belt down toward the bottom part. So it's not terribly far from, say, Carlisle or Newcastle, which is Newcastle's probably the closest kind of city. In England that you could go watch kind of top football at.
Yeah, like the very north part. Interesting. Yeah. Well, wow, this is really incredible. I met you guys on Twitter, and it's good to have in hindsight of how an American living in Scotland, and then yourself, John, from Scotland, who loves baseball and Syria. Interesting combination. I'm wondering, what else do you like? Wrestling?
I used to like wrestling growing up, but I've kind of fallen away from it in the past couple of years. I just don't think it's fun anymore.
Will you guys watch the Mike Tyson fight in September?
I'll probably check out some highlights, but I don't think I'll watch it live.
You're going to pay $50 or $100. Well, over here, will be $800. But
yeah,
there,
I think it's something like £40 or something like that for pay-per-view.
Yeah, which is less over there, because we have a contributor from England. He says it's like way less money than over here. It's like half.
I think Iron Mike's going to potentially kill Roy Jones Jr. in the ring.
54-year-old versus a 51-year-old. Should be quite interesting.
Yeah, depends just how seriously they're going to take it. But if it's going to be a proper fight, I don't see how Mike Tyson loses. When you see him training, you see the shape that he's gotten himself into at 54. It's scary. You know, Tyson in his prime was terrifying. I think a 54-year-old Tyson's almost more scary, because it's a 54-year-old who can potentially knock your head off, and it's not guaranteed that he won't bite it off either. So
he's in good shape too.
He is, yeah. You've seen a video of him, and he's still as lightning fast as ever. It's going to be an interesting thing to see, but not one that I'll watch.
We'll see what happens. I mean, September, during this COVID era, we could get bored and just watch some ridiculous fights like that. So we'll see what happens. Anything else before we head into predictions?
No, it's the one thing out here is it's definitely some sports I've never heard of, like shinty. So heard of shinty?
I've never heard of shinty either.
You've not seen shinty.
I've heard of shinty, but no, I don't know anything about it. I couldn't tell you the first thing about shinty. Shinty's played by Chukters.
That's not his tribe.
It's not a mainstream sport at all.
Now, darts is big in the UK, isn't it?
Darts is big, yeah. We have a well-documented alcohol problem, and where there's alcohol, there's darts.
It's weird, because I always hear like there's, you know, because I sometimes listen to UK radio, and I hear, we're having like a little darts match on Saturday night. I was like, oh wow, that's a professional sport. I didn't know that. Well,
call it sport is generous, but yeah, it is professional.
And there was one, I forgot the name of the sport. It was like 8 years ago. I heard it, but I forgot the name of it, and I can't think of it right now. But
is it curling?
What was that?
Curling?
No, I don't think so. I have to do my research. My friend Andrew Evans, he's from London, and I told him about it. Yeah, that's an old sport. But cricket is bigger. Like, you know, it's a number three sport over there, right?
Yeah, cricket's huge.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's certainly in England as one of the top sports, certainly.
Yeah.
In Scotland, not so much, but there are Scottish cricketers. Golf is probably bigger in Scotland than cricket
big
is.
Big time. Yeah, golf is where it started in Scotland, right?
It did, yeah. The old course in St Andrews is, I think, where it kind of became.
The original course does Leith Links down, just not my way. So, like, about a mile away is the original first course.
Wow.
Now, where it's not, you know, I think the first professional course is, you know, you talk about like the old course and stuff like that. There, yeah. Yeah. The first course is just called Leith Links. And it's literally about a mile from where I'm at.
Golf, it could only be invented in Edinburgh.
Anyway, let's go into predictions. San Francisco Giants versus the LA Dodgers. Who wins tonight?
The Dodgers.
Dodgers.
Blue Jays versus the Rays.
I think the Blue Jays are going to win it.
Which Blue Jays found a new home in Buffalo, by the way?
Have they found another new home?
It'll be called the Buffalo Blue Jays.
Buffalo Blue Jays.
Rockies versus the Rangers.
Rangers.
It's what's his name? Is who's starting for the Rangers? It's Kluber, isn't it?
I don't know. John would know more than I would.
Right, I think it's Kluber. It's starting for the Rangers.
It's Corey Kluber. Yeah.
So,
who you got, Bubba?
I'll go with Rangers there. I like Kluber. I think he'll do well.
He's the man. Pirates versus the Cardinals.
I think you go Cardinals on that. I think the Cardinals are always
strong.
Yeah.
John?
I think the Cardinals are a strong team. They'll handily beat the Pirates.
The Mariners versus the Astros.
Oh, man, it pains me to say that. I think the Astros got this one in the bag. But you know what? Talk to me in 2 years, and we'll have that win.
And John? Astros?
Yeah. I think the Astros are going to beat the Mariners. The Mariners are like Jason says, I think Mariners are still a couple of years away from being a contender. It's frustratingly, you know, they always seem to be a couple of years away, but then they always trade away their big pieces at the wrong times. I don't know whether they're just poorly run or whether it's a budgetary thing where they just need to keep turning over players. But I think the Astros is, even with all the controversies over the past offseason, they're still one of the better teams in baseball. And they'll easily defeat the Mariners.
And finally, the Angels versus the Athletics.
I think the Angels win that quite easily.
Both Athletics. I think the A's have more depth there, and the Angels still don't have any pitching.
Yeah, a lot of detail with baseball. It's almost like football. Every position is just key. You know, it's a game of stats and definitely a game of strategy as well. Wow, this is really quite impressive. I'm like really stoked to see, you know, that there's a baseball culture in Scotland. Poll question of the day on our Twitter account: what is the best Mexican drink? Mexican Coca-Cola, horchata, Mexican hot chocolate, or tequila?
Yeah, I'm personally at horchata. So,
John,
I'm going, what the heck is that?
I don't drink.
Oh, good. Wow. This guy that doesn't drink.
Yeah. But there's like Mexican cola is, it's basically real sugar made from Coke.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Whereas you get the stuff we got here is corn syrup. Although, saying that, when you hit Europe, if you actually buy a Coke, you actually get it made with sugar. They don't put all the corn syrup out here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. What alcoholic drink you cannot find here? I mean, what Scottish drink you cannot find here in the USA?
Iron Brew.
Okay.
Our national drink. Well, our other national drink other than whiskey. Iron Brew.
Oh, my gosh. I got a bottle. Hold on. you won't be able to see it, but yeah, this it looks
oh,
like.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, yeah, it says orange in color. And kind of tastes like cream soda. It's the best way to describe it.
Oh, really? How much is it?
I think it was like equivalent of $3.
Oh, gotcha. Now, Bubba, what do you miss that you cannot find in Scotland? A steak, a burger? Like, what do you really miss?
Things that come around here. So, I mean, over so long, you forget. I mean, Mexican food is obviously everyone's number one. You just can't get anything close to authentic there. Your standards just completely drop. You just kind of make do and just kind of go, okay. You know, you find a lot of recipes and make it yourself and go, all right, that's as close as you can get to do it. But yeah, if you talk to anyone out here, like, I miss proper Mexican food.
Interesting. I heard one comment from an American soccer player that they couldn't find good applesauce.
Yeah, you can, but like, you have to look for it.
Right?
So it's the same thing, like, but then, like, whenever I go back home, we do a thing out here called a bacon roll, and it's what you do for breakfast, and it's literally just like a hamburger bun, but a different kind of bun there, and then bacon, and then ketchup, and you have it for breakfast, and it's the best thing ever.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
John has that every day.
I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, are you? So John doesn't go to McDonald's very much over there.
Not really, no.
Now, like the McDonald's over there has cool burgers, I've heard. Right, Bubba?
Yeah.
It's basically the same, but then you have like flavors of the month. Like, you know, they'll have like
a New York burger, I heard, or something.
Yeah, they'll do that, and they'll do like a Carolina burger, or like a Louisiana hot burger. So every once in a while, things kind of pop up, and you go, all right, that's an interesting take on what you would think there. Because, I mean, I have no idea what they even sell back home. But then, like I tried hot Cheetos for the first time a couple weeks ago. I mean, you just can't get them out here. And I was like, I've heard about hot Cheetos for years and never had them.
Yeah, quite interesting. I know, I was there in London about 5 years ago. Definitely saw some new stuff that I didn't see here in the States. Anyways, what is the best way to reach you guys?
So you can find me on all the social media platforms. I'm at Bubba on Baseball. That's there. And then we do a joint podcast on Scottish baseball over here called Ball Cats and Bagpipes. John's the one that gives the pitch on that, so I'll let him go with that.
How about you, John? What's the best way to reach you?
Either through my personal Twitter, which is at Jordan Caps Pipes, or through the Bull Caps and Bagpipes Twitter, which is at Caps and Pipes. We can be found on Facebook at the same, just Bull Caps and Bagpipes, or if you search at Caps and Pipes in the search bar on Facebook, you can find us there. Our homepage for the podcast is anchor.fm/capsandpipes, but the show can be found there on all the usual podcasting platforms.
Good platform using Anchor. It's definitely one of the best podcasts. Of course, you can reach us at thesportscast.net, at thesportscast.net, or on Twitter at thesportscast1 for the latest and greatest. We'll be following what's happening in college football next week. We'll see if the SEC decides if they go full schedule or limited season. So we'll see what happens. And my last question is of the night, how can we get baseball big in Scotland?
Oh, man. Since I was running amateur baseball, I'm trying to do the grassroots there. So it was really hard. I'd like to see some more games played in Europe. That'd be pretty awesome out that way. I think it'll definitely attract more attention there. But I mean, you head to Europe and it's 10 times bigger over there than it is over here.
Interesting. Yeah. And with Italy, I heard something about that and John confirmed it. So now we know that Italy is playing baseball. I heard Holland does play baseball too, right?
Yeah, I believe they call it honkball in Holland.
Yes.
Yeah. Quite comical.
Germany, Italy, France, Spain. They all have a lot of good players. You've seen a lot of the Eastern European teams get bigger and bigger. The sport's really growing rapidly in Europe right now.
That's why Bubba's over there. He's a baseball evangelist.
Exactly. I do my best.
Anyways, John and Bubba, I really appreciate you guys coming on to the Sportscast.
Thanks for having us, mate. It's been a pleasure, and we'll be happy to come back on anytime.
Yeah, cheers to have us on. Say hi to everyone in the States for us.
No problem. Thanks, guys, for coming and play ball.